The Lord bless you, sweet family. Well, I've talked myself into being lazy from the heat. And the Lord is showing me how I have allowed the enemy to feed me a narrative of weakness, wanting me to give up. He's been poisoning my mind, and I've gone into agreement with it. Today, the Lord revealed how I am falling for his lies, the enemy's lies. I've been suspecting that I'm listening to the enemy, but I wasn't really sure. Lord, does it really count how I feel? Am I deceiving myself by saying things like, how will I ever do this? Or when you ask me to prepare my mind for action and I answer you, Lord, please, first prepare my body for action. The Lord replied, he said, do you really want the answer? Yes, Lord. He began, you shoot yourself in the foot when you go into agreement with these thoughts that many times come from Satan's demons. They want to debilitate you, Claire. They want to. You should counter these thoughts with something simple, like, his strength is sufficient for me, for his power is perfected in my weakness. This is an utterly true statement, and you can't go wrong declaring that. Whether you are healed or not healed, that statement is still 100% true. Remember, I have not demanded results from you, only obedience. That alone should give you the relief you so desperately need to go forward. My strength is perfected in your weakness, now and forever. Amen. The devils will tremble when you declare this with all your heart and believe it to the very core of your being. It is the harbinger of their defeat, their complete defeat. Isn't it remarkable and noteworthy that you are still here and still prospering and setting souls free after all they have tried to do to you? Yes, I have hidden this from you, but you are literally setting souls free in a way they have never known before. All that condemnation that has been planted in their hearts since childhood is being erased by this one simple truth that my strength is perfected in weakness. And that is why you are hated so intensely. You have declared to those of lesser giftings that they are beautiful to me, and with them I can do much because they do not rely on their own attributes and prowess. In other words, each of you who are convinced that you are substandard and only fit for the most mundane things is the perfect candidate for greatness. With you, I can do anything, and you will give all the glory to me. I can take anyone from the ash heap of drug addiction, immorality, poverty, ineptness, common and weak, and make them into a champion. This, my love, is part of your mission and message. Give me the substandard ones, the frail, the uneducated, the frowned upon, and I will give back to you a champion for the kingdom. It is not what you have that I'm interested in, and it's not what you have done or where you have been or who you know or your bloodlines that make you great. He who has sinned much will love much. She who knows the depths of failure and shame, I will lift high and make a queen in my kingdom. So what is it that makes greatness? Abject poverty of body, soul, and spirit, the kind of neediness that can do nothing for themselves but flounder from place to place looking for answers, or giving up and settling. When this one discovers hope and love, then I can begin to do a great work through them. In the long run, it is the soul who believes in me with all their heart that I can do anything through. Believe in me with all your heart, Claire. Stop looking at shadows and listening to lies. Look only to me and believe. I can turn bitterness into love, failures into great accomplishments, wavering, inconstant behavior to steadfastness. Whatever faults operate in your life, no matter how many failures you've had, no matter how old you are, I can turn everything around to glorify my kingdom and draw all souls to me. Anyone who is truthful knows and will confess their weakness. Anyone. The problem is that most do not confess it because they will be ridiculed and thought less of by their peers. So they put on a self-sufficient front to protect their public image. They don't confront their failures, they hide from them. Deep down inside, they are just as much failures and disappointments to themselves as the ones that do confess it. The difference between success and failure is simply the ability to accept the truth about yourself and throw yourself at the feet of my mercy. When you have completely abandoned your false concept of being successful, you need to convince yourself and make excuses. When you come to grips with your abject poverty, then you are empty and have nothing more to lose. This is when I can step in and make it happen. What I am saying, Claire, my beloved, is that you are still counting too much on your own actions and not counting solely on my grace and what I can do with your obedience. Let go of your weaknesses and faults and embrace me. Let me fill those places. Don't dwell on these things. Dwell on my strength and how it comes to perfection in your weakest moments. Oh, how I wish you could see the magnificent accomplishments of the littlest ones whom I worked through. You would be shocked. It's not about what you have. It is about what you believe and what I have and I can do. Consider the Red Sea, how it parted with Moses' command. It is inconceivable to you at this time what I can accomplish through you. But in heaven, you will see it all. No man can glory in what he does. Everything comes from my hand. And I gave you certain inabilities so that I could be glorified and give hope to others who are lacking as well. I really want you to ponder this and get it. Everything depends on you understanding and believing with unwavering faith that I am who I am and I live in you to bring you and all your works to perfection. All that was needed was your consent and cooperation. Nothing more. Lord, please give me that unwavering faith so that I can believe without giving in to any kind of disappointment, but standing strong in the face of all opposition and doing nothing more than exactly what I'm told to do. Please, Lord, infuse that into our beings. Amen.